This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. We have 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy this morning and then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon, so a little bit better. We have some widespread fog out there. It really is kind of thick, so watch out for that. Visibility not great. Temperature today in the low 70s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies and after midnight mostly cloudy with a chance of drizzle developing and the overnight low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow a chance of rain first thing in the morning. All in all, just a 20% chance of rain all day and the high tomorrow in the middle 60s. Neighbors of the proposed Obie Creek development lobbied the Chapel Hill Town Council last night to have their voices heard in the project's planning process. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
More than 30 concerned citizens showed up at last night's council work session, an unusual turnout for the less formal meetings that take place beyond the TV cameras. Even more unusually, the council broke protocol to give them a chance to speak their minds. Here's Jeannie Brown.
It is hard to understand why there is no formalized role for the community in leadership and decision-making processes.
She's one of more than three dozen residents who turned out last night who live in Southern Chapel Hill near the proposed Obie Creek development on 15501 South across from Southern Village. The original plan for the 124-acre lot called for a high-density mixed-use retail and residential development, but the developer has agreed to start from scratch in order to explore a development agreement process for the project as an alternative to the contentious special use permit approval process. In March, town staffers put together a two-part plan for exploring and negotiating the agreement, a plan that featured public input sessions and workshops throughout the summer and fall. But neighbors said that's not enough. They want formal representation in the process of crafting a development agreement, and they asked the council to form a citizen task force. Developer Ben Perry of East West Partners agreed.
I think that would be tremendously helpful in disseminating information in every direction, keeping the neighbors up to date on what's going on, as well as providing an opportunity and ability to speak to the town in a clear fashion.
At last night's work session, several council members, including Matt Jakowski, challenged town staffers' assertion that the current planning model allows for adequate public participation.
You tell us that this process is designed for ample community engagement. I thought I heard the community saying they didn't agree. That's an issue right there.
The council debated the merits of formal versus informal representation before settling on the idea of creating a task force, similar to the Central West Focus Area Steering Committee. That group is made up of 17 members from diverse backgrounds throughout Chapel Hill, who are working together to craft a small area plan for the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Estes Drive. Although pausing to form a new task force could push back the October deadline to complete the first phase, Gene Pease urged staff to take the time to get the process right.
Ultimately, if it gets a better product, I would argue that's well within the scope of we're going to be living with this development for 20 or 30 years, another 2 or 3 or 4 months, but who cares?
The council will revisit the issue at a business meeting next Wednesday with an eye to seating the task force before public information sessions kick off in May. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care. Transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tempted.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
This is Wendy Thompson and Tracy Wright with Tony Hall & Associates, the power of two in Chapel Hill and Carborough. If you have been thinking of buying or selling, now is the time. We are seeing a huge number of homes go under contract. We need more buyers and sellers. If you are thinking of buying or selling, put the power of two to work for you. Call us today at Tony Hall & Associates. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 at WCHL. North Carolina's recently proposed House Bill 937 could introduce legally securing firearms on campuses if stored in lockboxes in a person's vehicle. UNC Department of Public Safety spokesperson Randy Young says campuses statewide have voiced their opposition to this bill.
This is certainly something that our chief just felt compelled to address in a show of solidarity with other campus police law enforcement agencies, which have stepped forward and stated that they feel that this is a bad move for the educational community in the state of North Carolina.
The beginning part of the text of the bill states that it is an act to increase penalties for certain crimes in which a firearm is used or displayed. The portion of utmost concern for public safety departments at colleges and universities statewide says a person who has a valid concealed handgun permit may have a concealed handgun in a locked compartment in a vehicle on the premises of a community college, or a public university, and carry a handgun into an assembly where an admission fee is charged. Young says there are multiple downsides to allowing firearms in civilian hands on campus, legal or otherwise.
Number one, people with firearms on campus are not trained in them the same way law enforcement officials are. Secondly, it makes it very difficult for law enforcement officers to respond because it's much more difficult to tell who the perpetrator is versus who is taking it into their own hands to respond. And thirdly, any educational institution, be it high school, be it the university, is an area where people are educating themselves and availing themselves of opportunities to mature, to evolve, and to grow and learn. And the introduction of live firearms into that situation is just inherently problematic.
The bill is sponsored by 27 Republican representatives and one Democrat, Representative George Graham from District 12. It's currently being heard by the House. To read the complete release from UNC DPS Chief Jeff McCracken and the complete text of the bill, you can go to WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Officials in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County are gearing up for another round of difficult budget talks, and although the economy may be on the rebound, County Manager Flipton says local governments still have no more money to work with than they did 5 years ago.
We're at 2008 levels, and actually the county's budget in 2008 is greater than it is today. That's a reality. The tax base for the county is not much different today than it was in 2008.
Still, Orange County officials say they're hopeful they can get through another two-year budget cycle without raising property taxes. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Orange County Commissioner Alice Gordon says she's optimistic about the prospect of avoiding a tax hike in 2013.
You have to balance those things out, but I think going into the budget process, we're going to try not to raise the general property tax rate.
And while town governments, too, are anticipating some difficult budget decisions, officials in Carrboro say they're also confident they can avoid raising taxes on residents this year. Here's Assistant Town Manager Matt Eford.
You know, just kind of speaking in generalities, our goal this year is to present a no-tax increase budget, and the preliminary budget thus far does not include a tax increase.
But it's a different story in Chapel Hill, where officials are dealing with a variety of unique budget challenges, and as a result, Town Manager Roger Stansel says a tax increase may be unavoidable this year.
I apparently used up all the rabbits in my hat sooner than Frank and Matt did, but there is a brand new library open, and we've been saying, I think, for several years that to operate that library at the same level that the community is used to, That was an equivalent to a penny on the tax rate. The community decided to close the landfill and we take our garbage somewhere else. We said from the very beginning that was a penny on the tax rate, increased cost for the town of Chapel Hill to do that.
Compounding that, Stantel says, is the possibility of an additional penny tax increase from Chapel Hill Transit as well. While different local governments are expecting to make different decisions on the question of raising taxes, officials across the board agree that the coming budget talks are going to be difficult, especially now that municipal governments have already streamlined their operations in previous budget cycles. Chapel Hill Town Council member Lauren Eastham says there's no such thing as an easy cut.
The services that we have in Chapel Hill exist because somebody wanted them. Mm-hmm. And they're useful services. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it really tough on us to decide to chip away or cut because we know that it will affect, you know, a certain group or everyone.
And Carborough Alderman Lydia Lavelle says she's particularly concerned for municipal employees who've gone without pay raises for years.
We've done a good job of stipends or other things the last couple of years, but as far as cost of living and as far as we've been struggling a little bit with the implementation of a living wage and how that affects all the other employees.
Municipal governments will begin their budget discussions later this spring. Clifton, Eastham, Eford, Gordon, Lavelle, and Stansel made those comments on Thursday during WCHL's annual community forum. You can revisit the entire 10-hour forum at any time by visiting our website, chapelborough.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz, and time now for WCHL's Traffic and Weather Together. First report of the morning, traffic brought to you by Sturdivant's Tire and Auto. We're from now through the end of April, and that just means today. Today is the last day of that. A portion of the profits from every tire sold will be donated to the five local area high school baseball teams. Well, not much happening with traffic this morning, but visibility is not very good. Fog is awfully thick out there. Please be careful whatever you're doing, wherever you're going. We have Rand Northam in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning, as usual. But right now, everything is looking good. If you spot anything out of the ordinary that we need to know about, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. But right now, everything is okay. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you this morning by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of their railroad tracks in Carborough. Southern Rail, in the heart of downtown Carborough. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Cloudy, foggy, and becoming partly sunny later on in the morning. High today in the low 70s, a little bit breezy. Tonight, partly cloudy with more clouds moving in after midnight. Chance of drizzle, overnight low about 55. Tomorrow, we're looking at a chance of drizzle in the morning and cloudy all day with a slight chance of rain, high in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a low in the middle 50s. And then on Thursday, cloudy in the morning and then becoming partly sunny later on in the day with a high in the upper 60s. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. Normally, we would bring you David Letterman with the top 10 list on WCHL. That show is not available this morning, so we will move right on to WCHL Championship Sports after this word.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
How would you like to own a certified pre-owned BMW for $362 per month? That's the ultimate driving machine in the 2010 BMW 328i for $362 per month.
Wow!
Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoy.
Wow!
Visit their virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service.
Stock number BP4244, 72 months at 2.9% APR, $29.99 due at sign includes tax, second 549 doc fee, based on numbers fee of $29,995 and selling price of $25,490. Financing with approved credit through BMWFS on select models with specified terms to dealer for details. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Wow!
Hello, I'm Sarah Linden, a member of the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble based here in Chapel Hill. Our company has performed around the world, including at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and the Symphony Space in New York City. Come see us on Saturday, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. at Durham's Carolina Theater. If you like dance, rhythm, or live jazz, this is a performance you don't want to miss. For more info, go to ncyte.org. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about young people and the performing arts.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. This weekend's highly anticipated three-game series between the number one Tar Heel baseball team and number six North Carolina State ended in a draw after Sunday's game got rained out. Head coach Mike Fox said the nationally televised game might have gone on if it had been rescheduled for earlier in the day. But ESPN insisted on sticking to the original time, and Coach Fox wasn't happy about it.
Set the record straight here. The bottom line is that ESPN had the right to the game, and they evoked that right to play it at 7 o'clock, and they were not interested in moving it, even though it was pretty clear that it looked like it was going to rain. So it wasn't NC State. It wasn't us. It was television having the rights to the game. And that's the contract the ACC signed and all their sports. And to my knowledge, there was very little negotiation. They were asked to be flexible on the time, and they did not do that.
Coach Fox made those comments on his weekly radio show heard last night on WCHL. The Tar Heels are back in action on Wednesday, hosting the Citadel in Bochimer Stadium. First pitch is scheduled for 6 o'clock, and you can catch all the action right here on WCHL. Of course, Coach Fox was upset because had it not been for the fact that TV had the power to hold steady with that game time, they would have probably moved up that game in order to get it in before the rains came. But they couldn't do that. The game time, 7 o'clock, stayed that way. And, of course, it rained like crazy, and the game was rained out, and they didn't get to play that game. And now they don't even have an opportunity to reschedule it either, so that's just a game that won't be played. And a rubber match didn't get to decide the winner of the series. Carolina had won the first game. North Carolina State had won the second game. And, again, a very important baseball game for Carolina and NC State. Tar Heels still ranked number one in the country. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. We'll have more coming up in an hour on WCHL. You will also hear from Art Chansky next hour on WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
After a long day, refuel at R&R Grill. Enjoy a cocktail from our house list that showcases Prohibition classics and modern specialties. R&R Grill also offers the best in culinary pleasures, open daily from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., serving lunch, dinner, and late night, plus a made-from-scratch Sunday brunch, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Experience the best casual American dining on the best patio in town. Located in the heart of East Franklin Street, everyone needs some R&R, Chapel Hill's premier bar and grill.
Morning, it is 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Stamps.com. Save time, trouble, and money by buying and printing official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer. At the moment, a special offer for you. This is Charles Osgood. The average price for existing homes rose 12% in the last year. That is great if you're selling, but not so great if you're buying, as we'll hear after this. If you run a small business, you know how every minute and every dollar counts. Going to the post office wastes too much time, or leasing an expensive postage meter is out of the question. So, do what I do. Use Stamps.com. Get 24/7 access to all the services of the post office right from your own desk, using your own computer and printer. Print whatever postage you need for envelopes or packages, first class or priority, domestic or international. I've used Stamps.com in my office for years now, so quick and easy and really convenient. You'll never have to go to the post office again, and you'll have more time to spend on growing your business. Right now, since you listen to the Osgood Files, Stamps.com has a special offer for you. It's a no-risk trial with a $110 bonus that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. So don't wait. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the home page, and type in my last name, Osgood. O-S-G-O-O-D. That's stamps.com, and enter Osgood. There are a couple of guys in Las Vegas our CBS News colleague Ben Tracy talked with recently.
When Michael Forbrook and Keith Newcomb moved to Las Vegas last fall, they were flush with financing in a city still down on its luck.
What did you think the home search was going to be like here?
We thought we would have a great chance at picking out, you know, our dream home here.
We thought we were going to find our forever home, one that we could move in, not have to change anything, retire in.
What they found instead was fierce competition. They made offers on 10 different homes and lost them all.
So what's it like to be back here and see this house?
Bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
Heavy on the bitter.
What happens, says Ben Tracy, is that investment firms and hedge funds started snatching up houses with cash that they've been sitting on and renting them out.
Wall Street helped create the housing meltdown and is now positioned to profit off the rebound.
Historically, investment firms didn't bother with single-family homes, but now that cash is king,
investors have raised between $6 and $9 billion to buy single-family homes. The Blackstone Group is one of the biggest players. Its subsidiary, Invitation Homes, now has 24,000 rental homes worth $4 billion.
Buying homes, creating affordable places for people to live.
In an online video, the company says it's fueling the housing market recovery.
It's the right thing not only for our investors, but for the country at large.
Isn't that sweet? One man's meat. As for the middle-class buyers with conventional mortgages,
they get left out. The idea was to increase home ownership and the American dream. That idea seems to have faded.
Another man's poison. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers. Good to go.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from A Better Image Printing. It's 60% off, $50 for printing services, available now for $20. A Better Image Printing is more than just ink on paper. They're a full-service printer, which means that they can create just about anything. With today's deal, get 60% off any of their products and services, like black and white and color copying, brochures, calendars, business cards, flyers, and more. It's 60% off from A Better Image Printing. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and Ken Schultz from noon to 3 here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Morning at 6:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, presented by Fifth Season Gardening in downtown Carrboro. Grow organic this spring with the area's widest selection of organic vegetable starts, seeds, soils, and fertilizer. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill and very foggy this morning. It's going to be cloudy and fog. It's going to hang around for a while. Then later on in the day, partly sunny. Our high today in the low 70s, so a little bit on the breezy side late in the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, and then more clouds moving in after midnight with a chance of drizzle probably after midnight. Overnight low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow, a chance of drizzle in the morning. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers all day, and the high about 65 degrees. So about the same kind of weather, really.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Caffeine. It's not just in that morning coffee or that lunchtime cola anymore.
from products ranging from wired waffles to Cracker Jack Power Bites. It's in there. Here's correspondent Bill Whitney.
Already investigating the safety of energy drinks, the FDA is expanding its probe to include caffeinated trail mix, potato chips, and jelly beans and their impact on children's health. Wrigley, which just introduced Alert Energy Gum, says it's intended for adults.
A piece of that gum contains as much caffeine as a half a cup of coffee. The FDA says if it finds that kids are getting unhealthy doses of caffeine, it will take action. It's been a while since the government did anything regarding this stimulant.
The only time regulators explicitly approved caffeine as an additive was in the 1950s, when the Food and Drug Administration allowed it in cola. But lately, an FDA official says the growing number of foods and beverages with added caffeine is beyond anything the agency envisioned.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 58 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy and very, very foggy out there. Watch out for the fog. Visibility is not great. Be careful on your way there, wherever you're going this morning. Neighbors of the proposed Obie Creek development lobbied the Chapel Hill Town Council last night to get their voices heard in the project's planning process. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details on what happened.
More than 30 concerned citizens showed up at last night's council work session, an unusual turnout for the less formal meetings that take place beyond the TV cameras. Even more unusually, the council broke protocol to give them a chance to speak their minds. Here's Jeannie Brown.
It is hard to understand why there is no formalized role for the community in leadership and decision-making process.
She's one of more than three dozen residents who turned out last night who live in Southern Chapel Hill near the proposed Obie Creek development on 15501 South across from Southern Village. The original plan for the 124-acre lot called for a high-density mixed-use retail and residential development, but the developer has agreed to start from scratch in order to explore a development agreement process for the project as an alternative to the contentious special use permit approval process. In March, town staffers put together a two-part plan for exploring and negotiating the agreement, a plan that featured public input sessions and workshops throughout the summer and fall. But neighbors said that's not enough. They want formal representation in the process of crafting a development agreement, and they asked the council to form a citizen task force. Developer Ben Perry of East West Partners agreed.
I think that would be tremendously helpful in disseminating information in every direction, keeping the neighbors up to date on what's going on, as well as providing an opportunity and ability to speak to the town in a clear fashion.
At last night's work session, several council members, including Matt Joukowsky, challenged town staffers' assertion that the current planning model allows for adequate public participation.
You tell us that this process is designed for ample community engagement. I thought I heard the community saying they didn't agree. That's an issue right there.
Council debated the merits of formal versus informal representation before settling on the idea of creating a task force, similar to the Central West Focus Area Steering Committee. That group is made up of 17 members from diverse backgrounds throughout Chapel Hill, who are working together to craft a small area plan for the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Estes Drive. Although pausing to form a new task force could push back the October deadline to complete the first phase, Gene Pease urged staff to take the time to get the process right.
And ultimately, if it gets a better product, I would argue that's well worth in the scope of we're going to be living with this development for 20 or 30 years, another 2 or 3 or 4 months, well, who cares?
The council will revisit the issue at a business meeting next Wednesday with an eye to seating the task force before public information sessions kick off in May. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We brought you several stories on area law enforcement and how they're working to keep us safe, but they don't do it alone. Working alongside those officers are the dogs of the canine units. They hunt down suspects, search out drugs, and detect bombs. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's vital to the safety of all of our officers. If we have somebody hiding somewhere that wants to do us harm, either in a wooded setting or a building or anywhere, really, their ability to detect that odor long before we see that person, because we may not see them.
That's Sergeant Gabe Shin of the Chapel Hill Police Department. Shin says the Chapel Hill PD has three trained dogs with a keen sense of smell that's more crucial to officers than their bite.
Anytime we can get the dogs there to protect them, again, it's an unpredictable job. We don't know what they're walking into. We don't know what might be in a building or what might be laying around the corner.
The dogs can also move fast. Shin says in a foot chase situation, he has never seen a suspect outrun a police dog. The three dogs are named MJ, Jax, and Kearney, and they actually live with their handlers, becoming a part of their families. MJ lives with Shin, and he explains this encourages a strong relationship between the dogs and their handlers. But police dogs are expensive, costing upwards of $10,000. However, the Chapel Hill PD's dogs were bought from private donations. The Chapel Hill PD does not have a bomb-sniffing dog, but the UNC Department of Public Safety does. Their canine unit is made up of Buddy, who came to the UNC Department of Public Safety in August of 2007. Buddy specializes in bomb detection, but is not trained in pursuits or locating missing persons. Randy Young of the UNC Department of Public Safety explains their canine unit began back in 2004. Young says, like other police dogs, Buddy is great with people, but is all business during high-profile community events like football games.
He's also extremely professional when needs to be, and pretty much just like what we would hope from any one of our officers here.
Buddy is trained in the identification of 25 to 30 different chemicals that are essential in most explosive devices. The UNC Department of Public Safety lends him out to other jurisdictions for big events. His handler, Officer Jeff Mosher, trains Buddy twice a month. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Online education is here to stay, and according to UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe,
these things are here to stay, and we need to be part of the conversation and part of the effort that's going into developing these things. But I don't think the extreme views on either side of this are correct. I don't think that this is going to disrupt residential college education overnight. And I also don't think that it's something we can ignore.
Coursera and 2U are online education models in their early stages, but already the attempts at making them viable options are in the works. Both programs are free and don't offer many options to receive course credit. However, Chancellor Thorpe says with the amount of attention they're getting, a newly true form of education is fast approaching.
Huge numbers of people sign up for these classes, but a relatively small percentage actually completes them. And the frontier in all this is trying to assess the work that the students do and to figure out whether it qualifies for college credit. And these are very difficult logistical and technical and pedagogical challenges.
These comments were made during a WCHL News special with Jim Hebner for a special end-of-term interview with the Chancellor. You can hear part three of that interview this morning at 8:30 and then again at 3:30 and 5:30 during the WCHL Afternoon and Evening News with Aaron Keck. The interview will be played in its entirety on Saturday and Sunday. Preparing for the 2012-2013 school year, Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board Superintendent Tom Fursella and the school board made a heavily contested decision to transfer two teachers from schools at which they had taught for many years. He says it's a decision he learned from, but was not one that many districts experience.
It's very unusual that a reassignment's challenged. In other places in the country, this would just be so far from the norm that you work for a school system. And that doesn't entitle you to choose where you're going to work within that system, like any organization. And decisions often need to be made, and it won't be the last one.
That's not the only relocating the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system discussed this year. Michelle Brownstein is the chair of the school board. She says it was a good thing the discussion about shifting students away from a school that was all they knew didn't happen during an election year, because it was a conversation that needed experience behind it and the ability to soften the blow of passionate confrontation.
Everybody loves their schools, and we are very fortunate that way. No one wants to leave the school they're in, even when they're in a school that is so overcrowded that they know that their children are suffering from that when they have 30, 31 children in the classroom.
Since the shift from Democratic to Republican control in the North Carolina General Assembly, and even more recently, Orange County citizens, along with other more liberal parts of the state, have questioned the motive of the legislature in proposing recent bills. Ones that affect the school systems involve issues such as mandatory cursive training and the reevaluation of tenure procedures. The Chapel Hill Carborough schools don't teach cursive. With computers being so prominent, the art of cursive has become lost. Fursella and Brownstein say it's a matter of balancing the available time in the classroom with what is most important in the curriculum for preparing the students for future learning and eventually the world outside of learning. Orange County School Superintendent Patrick Rhodes says he and the Orange School Board look at it a different way.
We still teach cursive writing and instruction, and we think it's important for students to be able to read cursive writing. I'm very concerned about legislation which might potentially further reduce the funding available to our schools. For example, up until now, there has not been a virtual charter school established in North Carolina.
He says while a legitimate option for some homeschooled students, it would take funding away from the schools within the district it's built. Bills that would mandate legible cursive writing and the memorization of multiplication tables pass a Senate on Thursday with strong likelihood of becoming law. That happened last week. While cursive is a separate discussion, Carborough High School principal Laverne Maddox says multiplication is about more than just the math.
Part of learning the multiplication tables is to give students a sense of the number. Oftentimes when students get to me and they're struggling in mathematics, when we have the specialists talk to us about it, it is because you could probably trace it back to second and third grade where they never really got the sense of the number and how different pieces of things fit together.
Casey Saucy is the parent of two students at Glenwood Elementary. One is in the school's dual language Mandarin program. She says it's great to know that so many people like board members, superintendents, teachers, and administrators are fighting for what's best for her children.
One of my concerns is that I am raising my children in a pressure cooker. And how do you have them be just kids? How do you let them be outside long enough to have the imagination and the curiosity and the creativity that they're going to need to be good, well-adjusted adults one day, in addition to being really smart and academically advanced?
These comments and many more were made during the education panel of the 2013 WCHL Chapel Hill Coverdale Orange County Community Forum. You can hear the 10-hour forum in its entirety by visiting a link on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Senator Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
For more than 30 years, Pleasant Dry Cleaners has been Chapel Hillians' one stop for all their dry cleaning needs. And at Pleasant Dry Cleaners, Brenda Dye Honeycutt and her staff are proud to provide Chapel Hill with a Green Earth cleaning system. Green Earth is colorless, odorless, and will not harm the air, soil, or water supplies. It's also gentle on all fabrics, including those fine delicates. Visit Pleasant Dry Cleaners, located at 111 South Elliott Road, Village Plaza, and experience the care they give your clothes, where quality is their specialty.
Good morning. It is 6:43, 17 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, offering a wide variety of services, including their advanced methods of sedation dentistry. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Last week in the Senate, we heard about the benefits of 20th century energy, fracking, and offshore drilling. Today, I want to tell you about 21st century energy, and it's happening right here in North Carolina. Google announced last week that it is expanding its data center in Lenoir. As part of that expansion, it will include a renewable energy program that Duke Energy is creating for large customers. Energy sold under the new tariff would come from new sources, either from independent renewable energy developers or projects Duke Energy itself creates. Apple, another of our large electricity users, located in Maiden, North Carolina, said it operates some of the world's most efficient data centers, consuming 50% less energy than typical centers. Apple has installed solar panels at its corporate headquarters and is pushing utilities to offer renewable power options to companies that requested it. They completed a 20-megawatt solar farm next to the center and expect a second 20-megawatt farm to go online late this year. Apple says its renewable facilities in Maiden produce enough energy to power 17,600 homes for a year. Our own Bank America has dedicated itself to a 10-year, $50 billion business initiative, bringing the company's global goal to $70 billion over the next few years. In 2012 alone, Bank of America provided more than $4.5 billion in a number of innovative transactions under its Environmental Business Initiative, the largest of any financial institution. SAS, a business analytics software and services company in Raleigh, is a leader in investing in solar energy and zero energy usage. They have just completed a second solar farm, which will produce an estimated 1.9 million kilowatt hours each year, enough to power more than 175 average-size homes. It has a tracker system that captures up to 25% more energy over fixed systems. Combination of energy efficiency buildings and solar distributive power on every roof would reduce our energy use by 40%. So, which is it going to be? 20th century pollution polluting energy that destroys our beautiful landscape and could pollute our water, or 21st century job-creating clean energy? Do we have vision and bold courage? Are we forward-thinking, or are we stuck in the 20th century? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, accepting new patients for cosmetic, restorative, and general dentistry procedures. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
For the first time in almost a month, the Tar Heel baseball team won't play on a Tuesday. Carolina will prepare for the Citadel, which comes to Boschmer Stadium tomorrow for a 6 o'clock first pitch. The NC State game on Sunday, of course, was rained out, and Mike Fox not deterred to toss Hobbs Johnson out there on the hill tomorrow versus the Citadel. Here's what Coach Fox had to say about his Wednesday starter following his coach's show on Monday.
Yeah, and he should be fresh, and, you know, it was an easy call for us to make. And again, we've got him available, and really everybody will be available. Probably, maybe not Benton, but everybody else, including Ken. And you know, we're going to need it against the Citadel, and hopefully Hobbs will get us another good start.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So for the Carolina baseball team, they'll enter Wednesday's matchup versus the Citadel at 41-4 overall, 29-3 at Boschmer Stadium, and 21-1 versus non-conference competition.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Mike Fox, Carolina baseball still rolling along. They will play again tomorrow night. 6:49 at WCHL, 11 minutes until 7 o'clock. This is Rod Stutz and traffic and weather together on the way next.
This is Rod Stutz. I always joke that I have a face for radio, but thanks to the exceptional staff at Sunrise Dental, I have a smile I can be proud of. It's a family practice, which I really like, and the office is convenient right on East Franklin by Eastgate across from Starbucks. Sunrise Dental's caring dentists provide a wide range of general and cosmetic procedures and are dedicated to providing you with the utmost care, respect, and attention. For more information, visit Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. I'm Ron Stutz, and I choose Sunrise Dental.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduations, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
Good morning. It is 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. WCHL, time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Carbaro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carbaro, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carbaro Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroFamilyMedicine.net. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, the always fashionable Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Well, it's foggy out there this morning.
Good morning to you.
And good morning to you, too.
It is quite foggy, though, so we certainly ask that you use extreme caution this morning. Give yourself a little extra time to get to work, as you could see some delays on the roadways. And certainly slow down a bit today, too, as the visibility is reduced. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you do that safely.
I think you've done a great job on that, and I think it has something to do with that black shirt and that color-coordinated tie.
Well, thank you. I'm sure it helps.
Looking good again this morning.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Talk to you in a little while. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed, great-tasting coffee fast. So good they guarantee it. Only at Cruisers. Good to go. 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy this morning and then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. We got to deal with some fog first thing this morning. It's kind of thick out there. High today in the low 70s. A little bit breezy later on in the day. Tonight, partly cloudy and then mostly cloudy late with a chance of drizzle probably after midnight. Overnight low around 55. Tomorrow, pretty much the same kind of day. Don't know about the fog, but it's going to be cloudy. Chance of drizzle tomorrow morning and cloudy all day with a slight chance of showers. And the high tomorrow in the middle 60s. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of them. We'll start with actress Cloris Leachman, who's 87 years old today. Singer Willie Nelson turns 80 years old today. It's hard to believe. Actor Burt Young, 73. He was in the Rocky movies. He was, what was that guy's name? Anyway, Adrian's brother. Singer Bobby V is 70 years old today. Actor Perry King is 65. Singer Meryl Osmond of the Osmonds is 60 years old today. One of the Osmond brothers, I guess. Let's see. Clark Vogler is 44. Singer Akon is 40 years old today. Actor Johnny Galecki, who's on The Big Bang Theory, and as a child was an actor on Roseanne, 38 years old today. Actress Kirsten Dunst is 31. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. We'll start with Kenneth Hicks, Molly Boyle, David Eichen, Natalie Yelling, Diane Durda, Susan Roth, Edie Klecka, Deborah Booker, and Marion Youngblood, all celebrating birthdays today. And our birthday winner of the day is Michael Fox. Happy birthday, Michael. We got a $10 gift certificate from University Florence for you to help you celebrate. Michael Fox never looks a day older. The whole time I've known him, I think. And Michael, enjoy that $10 gift certificate from Charles House and the folks at the University of Florist in downtown. And happy birthday, buddy. Everybody celebrate with Michael. Time now for some trivia.
Rock and Roll Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger.
What's up?
Plays more music.
What's up?
Actually, he gives me the song. I play the music.
Yeah, you know what? I miss music.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Me too, man. That's the only thing I don't like about my job.
Yeah, Johnny,
don't get a chance to play records.
Yeah.
You know, used to, you know, I'm kind of a music aficionado.
Yeah. Can we talk to Barry? Maybe work in, maybe like 15 minutes of...
Probably wouldn't work.
Platter time.
Our listeners want to hear news talk and Tar Heels.
Well, know? We can figure out, let's see. James Taylor, Carolina in my mind.
Yeah. Hmm. What?
Oh, who did the...
I don't know what you're going to say.
Carolina Blue. It was a song about Carolina Blue or something. Or Chapel Hill. He mentioned Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Soul artist. Clifford Curry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. And there have been various other songs done about Chapel Hill. Cat Baby.
Yep. Pink Floyd, named after Floyd Council of Chapel Hill.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And...
Everybody should be listening to Mike Benson and
the High and Mighties.
Yeah,
the Top of the Hill.
Mike and Chip's radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Green Room.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very cool. Well, today we're doing number one hits again.
Mm-hmm.
The year was 1979.
All right.
Name this tune and the artist.
Okay.
Who held on to the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100?
Uh huh.
Here we go. You got it?
Yep. All right. I'm putting it on the turntable right now.
Here we go,
folks.
Give us a call, 929-WCHL. 919-929-WCHL.
Listen carefully.
All right. Just going to play just a few seconds of it. So we'll all listen very carefully, including yours truly. See, I don't know what it is either. All right. Here we go. Oh, I know what that is. Oh, Freddie, man, come on, that's easy. Anybody else know this? Name of the song and the artist. Call right now if you know the answer. That's all you get. All right. I think, personally think that's actually pretty easy. So call right now if you know the name of the song and the artist who did it.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jen Merritt is Executive Director of Canine Kindness, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
I started Canine Kindness about 3 years ago. It was myself and a group of other dog trainers and dog professionals in the Triangle that were just really concerned about the information people were using to train their dogs and care for their dogs that really wasn't positive,
mm-hmm.
that had a lot of force and fear involved in it, and started Canine Kindness as a way to educate people, as a way to provide information and resources.
Now, Jen and other animal lovers have started a pilot project, a pet responsibility curriculum for fourth graders at Hillsborough Elementary. It's called Kids for Kindness.
We were looking for some type of educational program that we could do in the community to teach dog bite prevention and pet responsibility to children. And we knew that there wasn't any big concerted effort due to money and time and energy that any other organization in the area was doing. And I did a little investigation and found that one of the most respected programs for humane education for kids was in Moore County, North Carolina. And so I contacted the people that were running that program, and they were incredibly generous and offered to give us their program, which was a curriculum that focused on responsibility and compassion for animals and advocacy, and also how the kids could really get involved in helping with the pet overpopulation problem.
Why work with Orange County fourth graders?
One of our board members is a social worker that works at Hillsborough Elementary. She has been working with this very bright and articulate group of fourth graders, and we target fourth graders because they're right at that age where they can understand a lot of concepts that we're talking about, and they can go home and engage their parents in what they're learning. And Wendy Stewart, who is one of our board members, thought it would be a great idea to do the pilot project, a 7-session pilot project at Hillsborough Elementary, and it's just been fantastic.
If you'd like to find out more,
it's caninekindness.org, and canine is letter K, number 9. We have a page on the Canine Kindness website dedicated to Kids for Kindness.
Oh, good.
And the one thing that we're hoping is in the fall, we'll be able to roll out the Kids for Kindness program at as many elementary schools in Orange County as we can.
Oh, fantastic.
That's the goal.
Jen Merritt, Executive Director of Canine Kindness, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, let's get back to that song and see if you can name that tune. We got a winner right away. Gary Ricciuso. Gary from New Jersey knew that this is Heart of Glass from Blondie. All right, Gary gets a swap trivia prize and gets a $10 gift card from Cruisers. Thank you so much, Gary. We appreciate your listening, and Freddie will have another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning. That's Rock and Roll Tuesday. Heart of Glass, Deborah Harry, and Blondie. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover weather. Watch out for the fog out there this morning. It is awfully thick. We have a chance of rain all day, high today in the low 70s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social...